Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 After, thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Tom Markle is here. I'm glad he's here, too. He's the CEO of iBank.com. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's one of the guys we turn to when we want to find out better ways to capitalize our business, to get the capital flowing to our business and when we need it and in the kind of terms that will actually help us to be successful, and he's our good friend, Tom Markle. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. What's new in the world of capitalizing small businesses? We've just come through two and a half years or so of the financial world being turned upside down. The world, literally, the global markets are literally still in flux, even as we speak. How has this impacted small businesses?
Well, it's we have come truly back to the old days of underwriting loans, Jim. We back in the 90s when credit was flowing and every bank, you just walk in, fog a mirror. All they had to do was kind of pull your credit bureau. And, if you had a credit bureau kind of above 630 credit score, from any of the credit bureaus, you were given some sort of capital, and we've really kind of run back to the old days of issuing credit. You know, the five C's of credit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's now cash flow, and it's collateral, and it's capacity, and it's character. So you've got these underwriters saying this is what it takes to make a loan, and then now credit scores at the banking area, you've got to really just be golden. I mean, you've got to have a plus 700 credit score. That's the score side. You know, you've got to have a 2 to 3 to 1 coverage on your assets. So if they make you a loan for $10,000, you've got to have almost $20,000 to $30,000 behind that.
Yeah.
Behind that loan, so that they can go and get something.
Which basically means that if you can get the money, you probably don't need the money.
You know, that's the old saying, get it when you don't need it. And
that's right.
And when you need it, of course, you can't get it.
Yep.
You know, the banks are loaded with capital. I mean, they're just flush with money. They can make money, lending it to the Fed at 75 bips, and, they pay you a quarter for your checking account, so they can make 50 basis points or half a point and, not have mm-hmm. to really do much work.
And a risk.
But what we're seeing, Jim, is a real onslaught of what was used to be called hedge funds, but now really kind of private money guys that have gotten together. They're sick and tired of getting a quarter point. They all put $1 million in. 10 guys put $1 million in a kind of a little fund. They start an LLC, Limited Liability Corporation, and they now start making loans to small businesses. And we're seeing a couple of those people join our network every week to try to make loans to our small business customers.
What's the criteria?
Well, it's really interesting. I thought it would be a lot stiffer than the banking criteria. But what they're doing is they're doing really unsecured loans, but they're getting personal guarantees.
Ah.
And the rates are a little higher.
So you're saying uncollateralized loans, but with personal guarantees.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. If you want $100,000 or $250,000 or $50,000, whatever it might be, they're coming in and saying, "Okay, we'll give you that loan. You just provide us a personal guarantee." They're getting some warrants.
But preceding that has to be your personal financial statement to see if there's anything behind your signature.
Oh yeah, I mean, you've got you're going to sign on the dotted line. They're going to want to know that if you sign personally, they stand in first position to capture your everything
right.
you own.
They want to make sure. A banker told me once, I want to make sure that if your bank, if this note fails, I want to see a tear in your eye, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're making you put your, you know, your firstborn up, basically. But
yeah.
They're not the old guy, the old, Louis the Lender types that are bringing the baseball bat to the party, you know. It's, you know, these guys are typically just like you and I, although, you know, these guys that are...
Just like you and me, only in my case, richer. Right?
Like you and I, but just a lot richer.
Richer, a lot richer.
So you know, there's a lot of capital.
So we can find those guys at ibank.com.
Yeah, you can. Well, you can't find all of them, and you got to, you know, that my theory is with all of our members is I tell them, look, if you're looking for money, dig under every rock and bring your computer.
Right.
And
hold on to that thought, Tom. Folks, ibank.com. Check it out. We're going to talk some more about this. I want to get more into the criteria thing of these new lenders after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Good to see you back again. How long has it been?
If you are a CEO.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.